I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands of protesters continue to camp out in Independence Square in Kiev, Ukraine. Russian Ministry's Michael Cherenkov has been manning the prayer tent at the center of the protests. Cherenkov says protesters are visiting the tent to call on Jesus and God's mercy. Thousands of protesters are making a special request.
They asked us, please give us Ukrainian language, New Testament. We need our native language, New Testament. It's surprising for us, and this is our concern.
$100 provides 200 New Testaments, which could help revival in Ukraine. Next, it's been about a year since a young woman was brutally raped and murdered in New Delhi, India. Her case drew international attention to women's rights, and protesters are raising the issue again. C.H. Dyer of Bright Hope International says it's helped police work alongside their anti-human trafficking efforts.
Once this rape case gained national attention, we saw their mindset change 100%. And now the police are wanting to do these raids. They are trying to be, as best they are able, help.
And did you know that from clean water, the gospel can flow? For one village in India, a sand filter has opened doors for Gospel for Asia to share the truth about Jesus Christ. Despite village rules not to associate with missionaries, one man contacted GFA to ask for a filter to improve life for his family. After three filters were installed in the village, a GFA pastor gained the opportunity to witness. See the full story at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World. When you help M&N with your best gift, I'll send you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.